Good morning. We continue with Chayyadim, Klamim Tess, Simeon Yadal, and we left off with a question. What do we do in that situation? Okay, so now the Shulchan Aruch talks about a case, or the Morgan Rum talks about a case, where a person sitting by a meal, and he washed, and he ate bread at the beginning of the meal, and over the course, he'll be sitting for quite some time. He won't be eating bread anymore, but he plans to have some desserts and some snacks, and some so maybe a little more of the main course, etc. So the Magen Rum says, as long as the time of Ichol has not passed in between these achilas, the meal is continuing, and he does not lose the right to bench. So he started the meal, it was a Shabbos Suda. They washed at 12 o'clock. He tends to only eat bread towards the beginning of the meal, and afterwards he doesn't really eat that. And they serve an appetizer, and maybe they serve a main course, and then maybe they bring out a little bit extra cholent, and they're sitting and schmoozing. And next thing you know, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and he still has a bench yet, but he's been eating, every 72 minutes he's been eating something. So that works, he says. So maybe we should argue over here that the person can do that, and that it'll solve the problem. However, the person would say that's not exactly a proof to our question. Because over there, everything that belongs to the meal, and benching is on the meal. Over here, the bracha achrona is on the items. The items really are independent of each other, as opposed to a meal, we look at it as a unit. That's why the hamoitzi is moitzi everything in the meal, because everything becomes secondary to the meal. However, to the hamoitzi. So we want a bench at the end, that's fine. But over here, each item which is being eaten is separate and distinct. So, Ritzipe Pesach Frank, in his Shuvas, suggested in this situation that the example that we gave, a person should say the bracha achrona on the item which he's no longer going to be eating or drinking, and later on he'll say the other bracha achrona on the other one. The Prima Gadim disagrees and says you can't do that. You can't split up a bracha achrona. The bracha achrona is automatically on everything that was there. So this idea of making a bracha achrona on one item, and then it's not going on the other items. So I'll make a bracha achrona on the apple that I ate, but I will continue to be drinking, or vice versa. So Prima Gadim says that doesn't work. Automatically, the bracha achrona goes in everything, and we need a new bracha rishona to continue. But Reb Simcha Yitzchak Frank disagrees. He brings the Chubas Rav Poyalim, which is the Ben Ish Chai. So in his Shubas he says that a person with his kavana can direct what his bracha achrona is for. The same way by bracha rishona, according to the Pri-Chadosh, you can do that. Again, there are those who argue on the Pri-Chadosh, but he assumes like the Pri-Chadosh, and he says, well, the same thing is true by the bracha achrona. Then he says, not only does it work, but it's the appropriate thing to do. It's not a bracha shen tzricha, because you're doing this in order to make sure that you don't lose your bracha achrona on the item which you are now ending from eating. However, Dayan Weiss says a tshuva, and he says that this is questionable. This idea that you can split up the bracha achrona with your kavana, it's even less. It's a machlokes by bracha rishona, and it's even less of a story that should be true by bracha achrona. And therefore, we have to assume the bracha achrona goes in everything that you ate. So now, what do you do in a case where you're going to have a shir ichal in between your drinks? So he's talking about, his tshuva was talking about a case where people were sitting up and learning late through the night, late at night or through the night, and they're going to have drink multiple cups of a hot drink over the nighttime. So he knows he's going, at the beginning of the night, he knows he makes a shakal, knows they'll be having a cup of tea or coffee about every hour, every 2 hours or so. So what should he do? Should he say a bracha? So the bracha rishona really should work for the whole night. The problem is, what's with the bracha achrona? So we wait till the end of the night. The first drink is long gone. And the time lapse in between them is too much. So he says you should say a bracha achrona after each drink that you finish. Even though you're creating multiple brachas rishonas and multiple brachas achronas, but this way you can guarantee you won't lose your bracha achronas. It's not a problem of bracha shen tzricha, because this way you're saving your brachas achronas. And like we argued yesterday, the fact that you're continuing to have it, even if you continue to have them within the Shericha of each other, unless it's the same item, in our example it's the same item, so that will work, but if it would be different things, he says, you know, I'll start with I'll make a bracha shahakol, and I'll have a cup of tea now, and I'll have a candy in an hour from now. And it doesn't help me having a candy an hour now to hold on to the bracha akhren of the tea. But tea, or coffee, that theoretically would work. That's the idea of the Magen Avraham, that you're extending it. But he says you always have to make sure there's not a time lapse of Eichel in between. In the case of a time lapse of Eichel in between, a person should say a bracha akhren on each act of achil or ashtia, even though he knows that will force him to make a new bracha rishana later on, and eventually another bracha achrona, and those potentially are extra brachas which are not necessary, and there's an isser making extra brachas. No, this is acceptable. And that's his suggestion of what to do. Everybody should have a good day.